Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning.
The
welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. We're having great weather, except for all the rain we had yesterday. But it could have been snow, folks. Take a look at it that way. 2 to 3 inches of rain fell on most of the Northeast. So just another one of these terrific storms with the amount of moisture that they contain. They seem to hit the coast and they explode. Let's hope that this pattern doesn't continue when the temperatures are 5-6 degrees colder, and all of a sudden it's the white stuff, because it's going to be a long winter if it is. If we can help you to prepare for the holidays, you give us a call. The number, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And I hope that a lot of you have had the opportunity to sign up for our email newsletter. And we've had great reviews so far. And I think that's something that you would really enjoy if you enjoy gardening. We're writing 2, 3, 4 different articles every week on telling you what to do at this time of the year. And what we're trying to do for the holidays is to talk about some of the flowering plants, so that you can decide if this is a good plant for you in your home, or a good plant for a friend or a family member as a Christmas gift for their home. Because some of them like warm homes, some of them will take cooler homes. And some people keep their home a lot cooler than others. And if you take a plant like a poinsettia, for example, that prefers a warmer home, and the house is kept around 55 to 60, it's not going to do very good. But you can take a plant like a cyclamen or a kalanchoe, and they'll just thrive in that type of a temperature. So, you know, this is another reason that we're doing this newsletter. It's easy, and it's free to you. All you need to do is to go to paulparent.com. And parent is like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T. So paulparent.com. And when the front page comes up, you may have to scroll down a little bit. But right at the very bottom of the front page, there's a place that says sign up for your email newsletter. And every Thursday, you'll be receiving a new one. And this is something that you can also print out, staple them together, and you can put it in a folder. And that way, if you want to refer back to it later, it will be there for you. So we're trying to give you a little bit more information every single week besides the radio show. And I know that you'll like it. We're getting into the season for Christmas trees. And one of the articles that will be coming will tell you what to do with your cut Christmas tree as well as a live Christmas tree. I don't know if you've ever done this before, but it's an awful lot of fun. You go to your local nursery, and not all the nurseries will sell a bald and burlap or a container-grown tree, but it's something that is an awful lot of fun. And if you have a yard where it's wide open, maybe you need, there's an area in your property that you want to create a barrier to block off a neighbor's backyard, or build a barrier to create a buffer with the noise from the street. This is a good way to start, and it's something that's an awful lot of fun. And in the newsletter, we will tell you what to do with a container, a bald and burlap tree. You can only stay in the house a week to 10 days, and it's something that you can plant right after Christmas if you want, or you can put it up against the house, a garage, a stockade-type fence, where it's going to be sheltered from the wind, and replant that in the springtime. So we're trying to put a lot of information in there that's going to help you to enjoy the holiday season. There'll be articles on holly. There'll be articles on mistletoe, and how to take care of greens inside the house, and all of the various plants from poinsettias to orchids to calicoe, Christmas cactus, and all kinds of different things. So if you get a chance, just go to paulparent.com, and at the bottom, just put in your email address, hit submit, and next week you'll receive our email newsletter, and it's very colorful and a lot of great information. The number here, 800-259-9231. Call right now, talk with Jared, and we'll work together to give you a great gardening season. Now, the weather has been so warm that all the way into northern Maine, the ground still hasn't frozen. So if you're listening to us this morning and you haven't planted your tulips, your daffodils, get them in the ground. It's not too late. The ground is not frozen. There's plenty of moisture in the ground. And if you're going to look at Christmas trees at your local nursery, they may have some tulips and daffodils on sale. So buy them on sale, bring them home, dig a hole, plant them according to the directions for the bulbs, and you will have some great spring color. There's nothing better than in March to have things like crocuses and grape hyacinths come out of the ground and to let you know that spring is coming. In April, it's the tulips that are coming up and some more of the miniature type bulbs. And then in late April, different types of tulips and some early blooming daffodils. In May, more varieties of tulips. And you can literally buy early, mid-season, and late blooming tulips so that you've got tulips blooming at different times of the year. And that's, I mean, if you go to a big box store, you don't know what you're getting. And most of the bags are not labeled. It's a picture of the tulip and it gives you the name of it. And that's about it. But when you go to your local garden center, the boxes are labeled very, very different. And you can select some tulips that will bloom in early April. And as they go by, the late April tulips will be coming into bloom. And as those go by, the May blooming tulips will come into bloom. And what you will notice is this. The ones that bloom early are shorter. And that's because in early April, the weather's cold and it's stormy, and Mother Nature grows a variety of tulip that, because it's lower to the ground and a smaller flower, will tolerate the winds and the cold weather. As the temperatures warm up and we get less stormy weather, the flower will become larger and the plant will grow taller. And when you get into May, because we don't get the amount of storms that we do in April, the flowers are even larger, and the tulips grow even taller. So it's kind of fun. I planted my tulips in that fashion, and that way, instead of having just 2 to 3 weeks of bloom, I end up with almost 2 months of color in my flower beds with the various tulips, and it's an awful lot of fun. Now, I'll give you a tip on planting your tulips, and this is what I want you to do. When you dig your hole, I want you to look at the tulip bulb itself, and you're going to notice that the tulip bulb is flat on one side and rounded for the rest of the bulb. Take the flat side of the tulip and put it up against the hole, putting the rounded side facing the center of the hole. And the reason for that, the first leaf that develops, that leaf develops on the flat side, and it grows out, making the clump look larger. If they all face in, the leaves all grow towards the center, your clump looks smaller, and it's not as, large of a display. It's not as beautiful of a display. And that's just one of the many things. And we'll talk about the various types of bulbs today on how to plant them and what you can expect. The phone number, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. Jared will get you set up and we'll answer your gardening questions. For 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wilt Stop this winter. Wilt Stop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wilt Stop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wilt Stop.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How's everything in Minnesota? Are you getting plenty of rain and hopefully not too much snow?
No snow yet, and no rain. Well, it's been wet. It's been damp. Not rain like you guys have had, though, that's for sure.
Yeah. It's been incredible. I had to drive to pick up some REITs yesterday to, we're like 10 miles from the Canadian border in down East Maine. And, oh, man, it rained so much. And all of the streams and all of the rivers from Bangor to Augusta to Machias, I mean, they're all overflowing. And it's, wow. I mean, it's pretty scary up there now. I mean, we get another storm with a couple of inches again. There's going to be some major flooding. So
I can believe it.
Let's hope that the storms slow down in intensity and the amount that we get. Are we ready to do a little gardening?
I'm ready.
Yes, yes. Who do we have up first, Jared?
Okay, first up this morning we have John on the line who's calling about a Colorado spruce.
Okay, John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
I'm in Dayton. Next town, little toot. And I recently came in contact with a woman that was connected with the Arbor Day Society, and he had received some Colorado spruce saplings.
Yes.
He didn't keep work, but he gave them to me. And I have them soaking in a bucket of water right now. And the soil up here is rather sandy, and I wasn't sure how to prepare it for success.
Okay. He just got these in the mail?
He had got them in the mail within the last week.
Wow. I don't know why they're shipping stuff like that so late. Doesn't make any sense. What you're going to need to do, John, is I think if you put these out and we have a harsh winter, you're going to end up losing them. And what I would do is I would get some 6-inch plastic pots or some 1-gallon black containers that maybe you've got some perennials in or something, and just a regular bag of potting soil, pot them up, and put them in your garage for the winter. Keep them moist. I mean, water as needed. But I really think that you've got to keep them out of the wind and out of the weather. These are little plants. I mean, I don't understand why they shipped them to you. You know, it's almost December. This should have been shipped as a spring planting item. And right now, that plant, because of the weather and the time of the year, is dormant. And that's the way, you know, if you put it outside, because the tree is dormant, it's going to have a tough time to cope with the changing weather. So I would just get regular potting soil. I would pot it up, give them a good drink. And then if you can put them in the garage, if you've got a window, near a window where it can get some good light, then that would be a real good place for it. And then in the spring, plant the blue spruce in a location with a lot of sun. If you take a Colorado blue spruce and you put it in a shady area, because of the blue pigment requiring more sunlight, the color will change, and it will go from a nice powdery blue color to a green blue color. And you'll have more green coloration than you will actually have blue. And when you plant it in the spring, dig a nice big hole. If your soil, I know Dayton is very, very sandy in places. So take out your shovel and dig a hole about 2 feet by 2 feet and a couple feet deep. And take all that sand out. And if you could put like a wheelbarrow full of good garden soil and compost together and plant that seedling right in there. That way it's going to have plenty of nice rich soil for the roots to spread into, get established. And I think it's going to work a lot better for you. But for now, don't plant it outside. Pot it up. Keep it moist, and during the winter, you know, maybe once a month, go out there, feel it. And if the soil feels moist, great. If it's starting to go on the dry side, then give it a good drink of water. No fertilizer, and you can do the fertilizer in March, but nothing until then, just water, good light, and you'll be all set. Tired of watering your Christmas tree every day? Try Vacation this year. Vacation is a new anti-drought product that will keep your Christmas tree green and happy without the need to water it daily. Simply mix a bottle of Vacation with a gallon of water, add it to the tree stand, and your Christmas tree will stay happy and green for the holiday season. No chemicals and safe for children and pets. Go to your local garden center and ask for Vacation. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Pear Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Christmas season is just around the corner, and that means it's time for a Christmas tree. Order your tree from FreshChristmasTree.com, and it will be delivered directly to your doorstep. Unlike other Christmas tree stores, these trees are raised on a family farm and fresh cut prior to shipping. From fragrant firs to hardy spruce, you can find the perfect Christmas tree at FreshChristmasTree.com. They will deliver anywhere. Make sure you check out their other Christmas products, including Adopt a Tree program. You can watch your own Christmas tree grow for only $25 per year. Order your Christmas tree online at FreshChristmasTree.com or call 304-895-3001. Place your order soon because they sold out last 3 years. Mention you heard this on the radio, and it will throw in a free Christmas tree ornament with every Christmas tree order. Visit FreshChristmasTree.com or call 304-895-3001 today.
Good morning. And welcome back to the Paul Pound Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Now, in the days to come, some of you are going to be decorating the outside. And I would suggest that the sooner you do it, the better. Right now, the temperatures have been pretty good. This past week, where I live here in southern Maine, in Kennebunk, we've had mid- to high 50s. We even had a couple of 60-degree days. Last Friday, I went to my wreath people up in down East Maine, And when we got there from my house, I live in Southern Maine in Kennebunk, I drive 5 hours to pick up the wreaths. And it's 10 miles from a town called Calais, Maine. And Calais is on the border of Canada, from St. Stephen's, Canada. Okay? It was 68 degrees last Friday in Calais, Maine. That's how warm the weather has been. And, you know, it's not usually like this, so it's been really, really crazy. So if you're going to be putting lights on your outside shrubbery, I would suggest that, you know, if today is going to be nice where you live, that you get out there and do it. It's a lot easier on you, and it's a lot easier on the shrubbery. When the temperature outside is, let's say, 45 to 50 degrees, those branches are not frozen. It's easier on your hands, and it's a lot easier on the plant, because when you're twisting the lights on them and the branch is pliable, there's less damage that's going to occur to that plant. So if today is the day that you plan, get out there, get it done, and that way you won't have to worry about it. Usually when I find the time to do it, we get really, really cold weather. My hands are frozen. I go to bend a branch, and because it's cold, the branch snaps, and it's nothing but problems. So get out there. The other thing, too, is right now, for most of us, the ground isn't frozen. So if you have window boxes and you want to put fresh-cut greens in them to decorate, if you have whiskey barrels and you're putting balsam boughs and other types of fresh greens in them, because it's thawed, they'll go in really, really nice. And there's nothing prettier than a whiskey barrel that you have filled with flowers on the end of your driveway, filled with beautiful blooms all year. This time of the year, the flowers are all gone. Put some fresh greens, and a lot of the nurseries will sell bundles of balsam fir and white pine and spruce and things like that. And you can cut them to length, put them in your containers, and you can also buy red alderberries in bunches. And this is a wild plant that grows in wet areas, and some of the native people that do a lot of wood-type work know where these red alders are, and they'll cut them and wrap them up in bunches. And you can buy them at a nursery, and they do great outside. They'll stay fresh-looking right through the winter, so that you'll have balsam fir and white pine and all these little red berries on it, and it can really make your home look decorative. So while the weather is in your favor, get out there and get it done. It's a lot easier. And if you're looking to buy lights for outside use as well as inside, the old-fashioned little Italian lights, I remember when they first came out, that's what they called them. They were mini Italian lights. And they had little fuses in them. And if the fuse burnt, sometimes half the set went off. Or if they weren't quite in right, a portion of the light would go out. Well, the new LED lights, those are fantastic. They give you 2 to 3 times more brightness than the little miniature lights, and they are really, really inexpensive to run. As a matter of fact, LED lights on a cut Christmas tree indoors will keep the tree fresher. The old-fashioned Christmas tree lights, that the light is about an inch in length, those old-fashioned lights, I mean, you touch those after they've been on for even just 15, 20 minutes, that bulb is hot. And where it's attached to the tree, that end of that branch really dries out quickly. But the new LED lights produce no heat. The lights seem to be a different type of brightness, almost more vibrant looking. So if your lights are frayed, if they're old, and you want your trees to last longer, it may be a good investment for you to change from the old-fashioned lights to these LEDs. And you can buy them every place. All the box stores have them. Some of the garden centers have them. And they will cut the cost of decorating the outside. And because, you know, if you put your lights on and run them for several hours, and with the LED using like a tenth of the amount of power, but give you more brightness, they're absolutely fabulous. So, you know, start thinking about doing things like that. But take advantage of the warm weather. Get your window boxes decorated. Get your containers decorated. And, you know, if you're going to be picking up poinsettias, this is a good time of the year. It's not cold. Now, the one thing I want you to be aware of is poinsettia is a tropical plant. It's not a plant that's accustomed for cold weather. When you buy a poinsettia, when you bring it to the register, have them foil it for you. And if the weather is cold, I mean, today they're talking for most of New England temperatures in the 50s. So if you have 50-degree weather, you can just put it in the paper sleeve, put it in the car, and you can come home. If you're picking up a poinsettia and the temperatures are in the 20s or in the teens, what I want you to do is this. Go into the greenhouse, into the nursery, select your poinsettia, pay for it, have them put the foil and put a sleeve around it, whether it's paper or plastic, and make sure that the top is not exposed. If you buy a big poinsettia and they put the paper sleeve on it and all of the colorful bracts are exposed to the weather, when you walk from the building to your car and it's 20 degrees, the top of that plant that's exposed is going to feel the cold weather. So make sure that they cover it. Now, as they're wrapping it, I want you to go outside, start the car, and give it a chance for the car temperature to warm up. Pull the car up to the front door, go inside the store, and they'll help you bring the plants. You put them in a preheated car, and then go straight home with it. Don't say, well, I got to stop and pick up some chestnuts at the store and some eggnog, and then I got to go here and run another errand. Don't bring a poinsettia in the car that you're stopping two or three times, because when you turn off the car and you turn off the heat, that temperature in the car drops quickly, and that plant will get chilled. When you get home, it's going to look okay. But a day or two later, you're going to start to see that the leaves are going to change color. The leaves are going to begin to drop, and there's going to mean to be some serious problem with that particular plant. Also, if you walk into a store and they're selling poinsettias, and every time the door opens, the wind blows on the display of poinsettias, and the box stores do this. They want you to see the plants. They don't have a greenhouse to keep them nice and warm. They put them right by the front door. So every time the front door opens, you're getting a blast of cold air hitting the plant. Those poinsettias are not going to survive. Do not buy them. Okay? Now, here's something else I want you to be aware of. Some of the nurseries use tin foil. Some of the nurseries will use a plastic, it looks like foil, that fits over the container. This is good, because that way when you put it on your table, you don't have to worry about water running out of the pot and hurting the wood of the table or wherever you put it. So it's a nice, solid container, and it's called a pot liner. And it works one. The one thing I want you to be aware of, if you're using this, is when you water your poinsettia, take the plant out of this plastic pot liner, give it a good drink in the sink, and then allow it to sit in the sink for a few minutes so that all the excess water can escape through the drainage holes. If you leave the potted plant in the liner and you water it, in the liner, any excess water is going to be trapped in the bottom of this pot cover. And now the roots are sitting in a half an inch or maybe an inch of water. The roots cannot sit in water because they don't get any oxygen. The gases that the roots give out are trapped in the water. They're trapped in the pot, and slowly the roots are going to begin to rot. And what will happen is the leaves on the lower part of the plant will start to turn yellow and they'll fall. And sometimes you just touch the plant and the leaf will fall. That's because it's so they cannot stand in water. And that's a general rule for everything if there's no drainage holes. Okay? So just be aware of it and don't say to yourself, okay, it's Sunday morning, I'm going to water all of the plants. Take your finger, push it in the pot, feel the soil, go down a knuckle or two. And sometimes you can just pick up the pot and feel the weight of the pot. And that will tell you if it needs moisture or not. You're better off a little bit on the dry side than a little bit on the wet side. Okay? And if you want to keep them happy, between now and New Year's, maybe a little bit of fertilizer, but only once. Now, the other thing is your tin foil or your pot cover. It's going to come up fairly high. You may want to bend it down so that none of the leaves are inside the tin foil covering or in that pot cover liner. And that way you can enjoy the beauty of the poinsettia. Oh, do you know where the poinsettia came from? The poinsettia came from Mexico. It was a gift to the United States that was given by the country of Mexico to the ambassador to present to our president as a gift for the Christmas season. The man who presented the plant to us, his name was Poinsett. And when he got to Washington with the plant, actually it was Philadelphia because the country was still young, when he presented the plant, he was never given the name, and he forgot to ask the name, so he named it after himself. And that name has stuck to date. Guess what the name of the president was? Do you think you know? He's from Massachusetts. He's the son of a president. And if you live on the South Shore of Boston, you're probably familiar with Quincy Adams. Well, it was his son, John Quincy Adams, as president when the poinsettia was given to us here in the United States. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. With the holidays coming, you may be looking for the perfect gift for your favorite gardener. Look no further than Radius Garden Tools. Go to radiusgarden.com. Click on Where to Buy, the online store, and specials. Several sets of tools are on special, and when you add code
parent, you will get an additional 10% off. Friends with arthritis and carpal tunnel will love them, and they're guaranteed for life. That's RadiusGarden.com, code PARENT.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true. And it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com, V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you could use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you could call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Jessie on the line, who's got some questions about a steep bank on her property.
Okay, Jessie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I have a, as I said, a very steep bank in front of my home. And I've done some things to it to solarize the one side. It's on either side of a steep stairway that goes up to the front of the house. And
okay.
Someone suggested that solarizing might contribute to more erosion of the soil. And so I'm wondering next spring, I need some suggestions about what to plant that doesn't have to be weed whacked or mowed because it's so steep. And also, the soil base is very thin. And, you know, but if I add something, I'm concerned that it would just be washed away with rain. And there's a lot of old lilac roots there as well. It's I have an old house, and this bank, and the situation has been there for years. So there's a root system in there.
Okay,
and
I'm
just not sure what...
That's actually... Yeah, having the root system of the lilacs there is actually a good thing, because that's going to prevent erosion.
Yeah.
Now, what's the exposure, Jesse? I mean, is it sun all day or half a day or only in the morning? Or
no, actually, it's south-southwest facing, so it gets a fair amount of sunlight. There are some large oaks and evergreens out front that filter the light, but it gets quite a bit of light.
It gets quite a bit of light. Okay. Yeah. Then you probably want something that's going to stay green during the winter rather than, you know, nice during the spring and summer, fall, and then in the winter it dies right down to the ground.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So you want it to stay
exactly
green. You know what I would try? My favorite ground cover is a plant called Euonymus.
Oh, yeah.
And it's spelled... It's Euonymus coloratus. You're probably familiar with the green and yellow, or mm-hmm. the green and white Euonymus. Well, it is, it's a vine type.
Yeah.
Euonymus coloratus. And you, instead of buying individual plants, you buy it in a tray. And there's 50 rooted cuttings per tray. And what is really nice about this Euonymus is the same family as burning bush.
Uh-huh.
So you, and the other thing is this, when you plant pachysandra or planting English ivy, you're putting those little seedlings 6 inches apart in staggered rows. With the Euonymus coloratus, you put the plants a foot apart instead of 6 inches, which means that you're going to use half as many plants. And you're doing this, again, in staggered rows, so that your second row, is when you look at it, is basically in the middle of the two plants in the row in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of putting 6 inches, you do it every 12. It stays green all year. It grows about a foot tall. It will grow in full sun to full shade. But here is the real kicker. When the weather starts cold and the trees begin to change color from green to red and orange and yellow, the Euonymus coloratus turns red. And those leaves stay red from September until the new growth begins to form in mid to late April or even early May in places. So all winter long, when you look outside, that whole banking that you have is going to be a beautiful red, just like the burning bush is. It's got a massive root system, so it's going to hold the ground, and you'll never have any erosion, and there's hardly any maintenance, and it is really, really hardy. It's a plant that you can grow in central Maine, central New Hampshire, with great results. Euonymus coloratus sells about $20 for 50 plants. How can you beat that?